Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, first I want to cheer you here and express my good sentiments to be here in this space, environment and circle with my dear colleagues, with whom I share almost 3 years now our common endeavor. Since early beginnings, in first ideas that came up at the time, as far as I recall, it was idea to alter all those mess, even in a scholarship, but mostly widespread among heads of the population and the Balkans in all successor states. As you have opportunity to get a whole paper back there at the desk, I won't go in details through this common report on war in Croatia 1991-1995, just in brief, but I would like to say something about history of this paper, Bridges Among the Scholars, who share in that endeavor, atmosphere, differences, results we achieved up to this moment, critics, but also endorsements we received from various and numerous comments which came over the email correspondence or in other forms. I was, since the beginning of this Croat paper project or team, but during the time I dealt with several co-authors or co-team leaders. The first one was Audrey Budding, due to his family circumstances she had to abandon. Then came Norman Seeger, who proved himself on the same subject on various occasions, participated in round tables, and actually was among a few who wrote on the topic at the early stage of the conflict. But also due to the circumstances, he quit. And finally, this paper is a result of common efforts made by my colleague from Zagreb, Professor Ozren Žunec. He was a professor in military sociology, actually sociology of military, on University of Zagreb. At the time, he also was on the post as the head of military secret of the Croat army. And we been in touch, well, when our project leader, Charles Ingrao, made that bond among us. And everything went smoothly until moment when we have to decide finally what methodology should we apply and how we solve the basic controversy. Was it homeland resistance, homeland war on one side, as one side claimed, or it was, and in addition, aggression on Croatia, or it was legitimate Serbian resistance against the new emerged Croat state, which denied many of Serbian historical rights and even human rights, basic human rights. But I would like to tell you that we solved that problem in a very few minutes. And applying strictly historical methodology, everything, even wrong thinking, public opinion, is something that existed or exists in period at the time, and it belongs to the history and should be noted like that. And all those various opinions, claims, whatever, should be presented, put it here in the paper, and as a narrative, of course, and side by side, legitimately. And our, let's say, invention, further invention is, which is very much importance to whole project, and approach that was very much endorsed on our meeting in Edmonton and postponed by comments we received from other colleagues, which were not participants at the moment, but respond on email communication. The fact is that, in our opinion, I would read to be more precise, this topic is surrounded by at least three types of controversies: Croat-Croat, Serb-Croat, and Serb-Serb controversies. This can be enlarged by reviewing the foreign scholar scope, which is very much alike to some of the previous mentioned types. This classification helps us to endorse or evaluate different approaches in a scholar literature. Sometimes these three types overlapped. That is to say that some specific issues like ethnic cleansing, the engagement of international community, or the role of the JNA have their share in each of three types. The controversies have been characterized with the similarities in pattern two. The army generals quarrel among themselves on merits and or failures, point out correct predictions or blindness in the contrast, put emphasis on sense for reality, etc. These issues deal very much with the national affiliations and identities. So, controversies emerge within each particular nation when someone dares to reveal unpleasant facts or the fact that challenge established truths. The list of similarities in pattern would contain new myths as well as the legends of the endeavors and the heroes. In the case of Serb-Serb controversies on this topic, we have to point out that it concerns different views among Serbs from Croatia as well as among Serbs from Serbia proper. And that was like that from the early beginning of the conflict. Because they warned me, I have still 2 minutes more. I won't quote one among several endorsements we received. But I want to change my opportunity here to warn on what I see the basic problems in dealing with the history of such protracted conflicts which are not already finished. They've been followed, like in many cases. Charlie mentioned some in North Ireland, or we can mention Middle East or elsewhere. The protracted conflicts are followed not only by partisans in a media field, but also with certain established orthodoxy in a scholar field. And every time we challenge that orthodoxy, which is obviously and already established about this particular topic, we received and we expect to receive certain type of comments. And I think the special value of this paper is that we interpolated all those comments come on previous drafts, and in this not final but one among the ongoing drafts, we respond and clarify misunderstanding or offer our complete answer on some comments. And also, in this paper, we referred several times on limits that are imposed on the scholars to deal with a such topic. On one type of the limits, we frequently quote works of our colleagues Stokes, Lempi, late Rusinov, on instant history that covers Yugoslav war, and also similar work of Sarah Kent, but also as well on from the works of Lenny Cohen about policy history nexus. And we really do not have access to what we define as a primary sources. There are very few. And if there is, for the moment, the best impact of the ICTI, they collected their numerous of primary sources because they came in possession by force or by free will of the engagement sites in a conflict. So I hope we can reach that primary sources files at least there very soon. Thank you.